listening to Broad Topics. Diverse women, big topics.
And we are back for the second hour of Broad Topics right here on LATalkRadio.com. I'm Lauren Nickerson, joined by Lauren Kelly and the Fern Cusack, but we have some men here. Welcome to the show, men.
Hello.
Thank you.
We have Paul Preston and Justin Bowler, the movie guys, in the house. Welcome.
Hello. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you guys here. You're going to tell us about the Academy Award nominations that came out this morning, yes?
It is the most wonderful day of the year.
Sure is.
It's like Christmas for you, huh?
Well, if you like arguing on Christmas,
You've been to my family, so okay, good.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Just like the holidays, there's arguing all over the place as the Academy Award nominations have come out. And everyone has a different opinion, and they're tons of fun to talk about. So,
right. Well, tell us, what's up for the best picture?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 nominees.
Right.
This year. Oh, that's now, right. There's 10 now, right?
Well,
there's 9.
The new ruling is, it's part of the new rules, is they must have a minimum of 5. They can't have more than 10. So we ended up with 9. Now, no one quite knows how they ended up with 9 out of 10. I don't know if, you know, the head of the Academy just went, nah, let's not put that one on the list.
Well, they were saying it was the worst year for movies.
I concur with that.
Yeah,
it was a bad summer for big blockbusters, yeah. And right. It was a bad Christmas, if you ask me, for the arty films that come out and try and get awards.
Right. The upside is everyone's saying, well, it's a great year for individual personal films. You know, we didn't have any good epics, but we had a lot of great, you know, personal films. And there are some great personal films.
What is a personal film?
Well, the kind that George Lucas was going to make when he stopped making Star Wars movies. That never happened.
But something like The Descendants, you know, they say, you know, it's not epic. It's not a Lord of the Rings movie. It's a small and it's a subtle film about individuals and they're dealing with the loss of somebody, that type of thing.
And then a totally random subplot that was supposed to make sense with it, but didn't.
Correct.
What?
What did you say? Was that outside voice?
Is that my outer voice?
I can't tell how you feel about that film at all.
How dare you?
People are mad at me about how I feel about The Descendants.
Interesting.
Really? Yeah. Paul, you're looking at me like you could kill me right now.
I'm getting that mad person line.
Are you
it's the holidays. We've done it.
Here we go.
We're arguing.
Here
this
we
is
go,
great.
Grandpa.
This is exactly what's supposed to happen.
I like the film, but I thought they were trying to loop together this whole his history with his descendants and his land. And it was sort of, I thought it just didn't quite jive with the main plot of the story. It was sort of unnecessary, like it was labored.
Was it too built up for you going into it? Like, did other people build it up for you?
No, it wasn't that, because I liked the film. I just felt like it was sort of, here's the plot, and then because we have to have a subplot, we're going to try to make a big, deep story about how he doesn't have roots, and now he has roots. But, you know, I had roots while I was watching it. And together, we just didn't quite, I just didn't quite go there. But anyway, tell us what it was. Descendants was nominated. Tell me everything.
Well, the ones that I am in total favor of were The Artist. Got a nomination.
Absolutely.
10, I believe, nominations total. The Descendants and Moneyball. Those are 3 that I'm total in simpatico with.
Okay.
Not how you use that word.
I'm not Midnight in Paris. You didn't think that was worthy?
No, if it were me, I'd just have 5 nominees this year because, like you said, it is a bad year for movies.
All right,
so let's just have 5. So if we have to have 9. You know, I might have gone with, but I would have gone way outside the box and gone with 50-50. I don't know if you saw that film. I think we were in here talking about it in September.
Yes.
It's a great, there's a personal film for you, a cancer comedy.
Cancer is funny.
But just like The Descendants, by the end, they really bring the truth in that movie, both in the writing and the acting. A surprising script by Seth Rogen that is touching and hilarious. And that movie, for me, I would have put it in the top 10. If you're going to have 10, well, I would have that. But now they have 9, so 50-50.
So who do you think is going to bring it out?
Who wins in the end?
Yes.
It's going to come down to a battle between The Artist and The Descendants, I think.
Absolutely, and that's a month of that kind of battle.
I say The Artist.
The Artist is, to try and release, or for someone in a studio to say, hey, yeah, we're going to release a silent film. I'm sorry. Spoiler for those of you that didn't know.
Oh, wait, what?
There are people who are complaining and demanding refunds because they didn't know. So maybe you need to put it out there.
Big dummy.
Stupid people.
But the idea of release in the days of Harry Potter, you know, in order to release something along the lines of The Artist, I mean, that is groundbreaking for me. For you to take to mass appeal a silent film, that is just spectacular. I mean, they took steps to make this interesting and viable for mass audience that no other film. The Descendants is great. I don't think The Descendants is as good as Good Will Hunting, but The Artist is best project of the year. If you replace movie with project, it is the best project.
But let me ask you, Justin, if you take away the silent film coolness factor and you just focus on the actual movie and plot as is, would it be as great?
You mean if I were to imagine them actually speaking all of their lines as opposed
to... Yeah, I mean, if you were just watching the plot without the knack of having a silent film.
Based on the performance of our two leads, because they are just spectacular, I still think you would have had a phenomenal film.
Okay.
I think you would have had a... Now, this is my pick for best film of the year, The Artist.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You don't get any better than that. Because it's a movie in love with movies. And so to shower it with 10 nominations is perfect, because people who love movies vote for this.
Right.
And that's what I would give it to. But you can't, I mean, yeah, you take away the silent film stuff. You kind of got Singing in the Rain, people in silent films struggling with moving to talkies. Yeah. And so it might be a familiar plot, but... So that would be... Yeah, that's an unfair question.
Now he's just mad.
Yeah.
We're arguing.
If you took away the sci-fi from Lord of the Rings...
From Star Wars.
Fantasy from Lord of the Rings. Is it a good film?
If you took away the blue people from Avatar.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings, a quick overall note. It was interesting to see Harry Potter not get the big film nominations they thought it might, like picture and director and all that, which would be an award for the last 10 years of Harry Potter movies, which I don't think is fair, because... I don't think it was fair when Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King,
are the
won
Oscars
for all
fair?
Three of those movies.
No!
Oh,
okay.
No, the Oscars are not fair.
I know.
That is a great question, because are the Oscars fair? Leonardo DiCaprio nominated everyone else except for within the Academy, you know? And that's because it's known that the Academy does not like Leo. You know,
is that really
not? I think that he snubbed them once or twice. You know, when he didn't get nominated, then he wouldn't show up when this film was nominated. He wouldn't even go. So he has a bad rap with the Academy.
Well, there you go.
It's
who you know.
That's a rumor. They love him. They send him gifts every year.
They send him cakes and pies.
Sure.
They have. I've seen the pies. They're delicious.
Well, let's talk about Best Actor, because Leo got snubbed, but Clooney's in there, and he's great.
And sexy.
Yeah.
I know. And he has money, and he has women, and he has movie leads, and he's...
He's won already, though, hasn't he?
Nice suit.
He won a supporting actor Oscar.
Right.
Syriana.
And
he's funny.
Very strange.
I loved her ice skating, by the way, in the Olympics.
I know. Could he stop, please? Just being all those things?
I know.
And now he had Best Actor Oscar, and he's going to win.
Seriously.
And he should. He's amazing in the movie and just makes you sick. He's awesome.
He's awesome. Although he's up against his good buddy Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much for Brad Pitt, just all Clooney, huh?
I'm bored with all of the same people.
How great is it that these guys who could totally go the McConaughey route and make lame-o romantic comedy after lame-o romantic comedy doing these high-profile...
I beg to differ.
Really?
Here comes Aunt Laverne.
Please tell me about the artistic quality
mad.
Of Fool's Gold.
The movie he took his shirt off in. Yep. Hello?
I think that's a requirement for all of his films, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta take my shirt off, right?
Yes, and we are fans of that.
Yes.
Side note, you'll be happy to know he's playing a male stripper in the next movie he's doing.
Yes, right. I've heard.
And I will be there.
Magic Mike.
I think we need to cover it here on Black Topics.
Here's my long shot. Knew it was never going to happen, but should have anyway. Best Actor nominee, Andy Serkis for Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Because tell me he wasn't the best actor in that film playing Caesar the ape.
Yeah.
He was amazing. And if the movie wins for best visual effects, I don't think they should give him a thank you. I should give him an Oscar, just as much as the nerds who work the computers to make everything happen.
Why do you call them nerds?
Because what do we know about computers?
That's what we lovingly call ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
look what
we get excited about.
I know.
That's true.
So what about the best actress?
Best Actress is a decent-looking category. The big names are there as ever. Poor Glenn Close. Always getting nominated when Meryl Streep's in the race.
That's because Meryl Streep gets nominated every year.
This is true.
Poor everybody, then.
Yeah.
Although, both of them, I mean, it is outstanding. You forget that you were watching either of them. Now, granted, they are under a ton of makeup, but a woman, you know, a woman who plays a woman playing a man, I mean, it's in Albert Nobbs, it's just incredible. Like, it's not Glenn Close. It's Albert, you know? And he's just kind of this sad little man with a dream, and it's just she is outstanding in it.
Although, I hated that movie.
I know you did, Paul.
I loved it. I thought it was wonderfully subtle. I really enjoyed it, actually.
So wait, there's in-house fighting between just the two of you?
Oh, yes.
It happens all the time.
Yes, oh, fuels our relationship.
So do you think Meryl Streep's going to win? She probably is, huh?
I think she's probably the favorite. I personally would like to see the girl from, I can't pronounce her name correctly, Bernice Berger.
Oh, I don't know where I'm
she's,
from.
Yeah, oh, she's for, you're supporting. Right, she's for supporting. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was looking at supporting.
She has no other actors to support. Yeah, she's in supporting. That's another one of the weird things.
Yeah. What do you think about Michelle Williams? Because she won
That's
the Golden
who
Globe,
I think
yeah?
is the one who, over the next month, watch to see who gets more buzz, because it could go either way.
A dark horse. She is spectacular in it. I mean, you forget that you are not watching Marilyn.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
And Kenneth Branagh's great in that film, too, who also got a nomination. The slow burn of watching Kenneth Branagh as Olivier have to direct a film with pill-popping headcase Marilyn Monroe screwing everything up is so entertaining. It's the best. You got to watch Branagh do the slow burn. It's so great.
Oh. Yeah.
He can't get anything done because of Marilyn Monroe, and he's such a thespian, and it's so great. So good on him for a nomination.
All right. So what about the supporting characters?
Supporting actress, you mentioned Berenice Bejo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Although she's up against both of the girls from The Help, but typically that also means they're going to end up splitting the vote.
I don't think so. I think Octavia Spencer's going to win.
She is fantastic.
And Viola?
She
did
fantastic.
Win the Golden Globe. Now, Viola's in the main category.
Oh.
And it seems like Viola's and Octavia had same size roles, kind of, but they're in different categories for whatever reason.
Somebody smart split them up.
Absolutely.
Oh, before we leave the actress category, I think the best nomination of all of them in all the categories is Rooney Mara. Got a nomination for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is a sorely underlooked movie in this list, but not critically, and I think people are going to see it, but it's such a great film, and she's so great in it, and such crazy risk-taking in that movie as that character. That's a great nomination. So, will she win? Probably not over Meryl Streep, but good to see her in the mix.
Right.
So she totally deserves that.
To be Michelle Williams or to be Rooney Mara, to be in that category with those people. I mean, those are it's phenomenal. To be in the same category as Glenn Close and Meryl Streep. Come on now. Yeah. Seriously.
She's made. It's like getting made. You
yeah,
know?
It is. Right. It's like getting
she's
made.
Good.
You know.
She's good.
That's a Goodfellas reference for non-movie people. Sorry.
We're like, I'm sorry. I was just sleeping for a second. What was that?
Wait, with actor in a supporting role, I know Justin has a beef with the one nomination of Jonah Hill.
Right.
Oh,
I just have a problem with this. And yeah, because I look at the people who weren't in it, and I look at him, and while you watch the film, and Jonah Hill does nothing Jonah Hill-esque than he's ever done. You know, he's very serious, and he's still entertaining, and he's very believable. At the same time, I don't feel like that necessarily merits a nomination. Albert Brooks for Drive, everybody loved. Where was his nomination? I mean, there were a lot of people that I feel like could have been in this category, but I start to feel like this is the Hollywood machine behind Moneyball that is getting Jonah Hill nominated.
Probably.
All right, rant coming. Here's the deal.
Here we go.
This is the time of year when everyone wants to feel lofty in their decisions in the Academy. It's like, oh, we should nominate Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close because look how important it is.
Yes.
We wouldn't want to nominate stoner comedy about cancer, 50-50, or crazy movie about the self-proclaimed insane computer hacker lesbian girl with a dragon tattoo when this movie's about 9/11 and we should nominate that. And it's clearly, if you watch them, not a better film than 50-50 or Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Or, join that rant, Warrior, which I think is one of the top 10 films of the year, and it's on several lists, and I am so disappointed that it was only recognized with Nick Nolte. Sorry, go ahead.
No, Max von Sydow, one of the great actors of all time, but he's nominated here over, Philip Seymour Hoffman was in a movie and not nominated for it? That's what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Paul Giamatti had to be in something. You nominate him for whatever he does, he's awesome.
Ides of March.
I love him in that tampon commercial. He was great.
But Tree of Life seems the same way. I mean, Justin talked about personal movies. Tree of Life is nominated for Best Picture, but that is an extremely personal movie where if you don't have Terrence Malick sitting next to you explaining what everything means to him in that film as you're watching it, you just have no idea what's going on.
When you have random flashes of dinosaurs and meadows in the middle of your contemporary film, it tends to raise questions as to what you were on when you were in the editing room.
Yeah. And voiceover that doesn't exactly tell a story, but visions that kind of do, but they get interrupted by other visions that we need him in the room to explain. I mean, it just, to me, that's like, well, we should nominate that because that seems extremely important. Martin Scorsese made a movie, let's nominate that. But it's Hugo. It's not a great Martin Scorsese movie, in my opinion. It's overdone, and there's pacing issues all over the place. But, you know, and here endeth the rant.
And therefore, eth the rant. So we got to wrap this up, guys, but just tell us, you got a surprise pick in any of those? You think it's going to come through at the end?
I think with a month to go, there's going to be a lot of crazy ups and downs with who's getting buzzed or not. But I think Clooney wins. I think Christopher Plummer wins.
Yeah, I'd agree with him on that one.
And he was so great in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo as well. He's a guy who had the heart in that crazy story.
I loved him in that film about the nun and like the seven singing kids. Do you guys know that film?
He's unfamiliar with that movie.
Yeah.
Right. I loved him in that. Anyway, go on.
But he's great in everything. They think he's... Luckily, if he wins the Oscar for this and they give it to him for his career, at least this is a good movie. Not like Scent of a Woman where they showered Pacino with an award. And he should have won it earlier for a better film.
Mm-hmm. Right. I still disagree with you. I think it should go to Nick Nolte on that. I think one of the surprises we're going to see is in the script category. I think we are going to see Bridesmaids take it with the comedy.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think we're going to see that, yeah.
I would support that. Movie Guys, how do we find you online?
TheMovieGuys.net.
Excellent. Well, we will be checking back in with you soon to get more of your Oscar updates as the Oscars come along. What kind of dress are you going to wear when you go?
Vera Wang.
Vera Wang.
I always wear Chanel.
Thanks for joining us, Justin Bowler and Paul Preston. Everyone else, hang tight. We'll be right back in a second here on Broad Topic.
You're listening to Broad Topics. Diverse women, big topics.